کیے جا
سوال کیے جا.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid. SafariKidUSA.com. They're an amazing preschool and after-school program with many, many branches all over the Bay Area and new ones opening all the time. In fact, we're going to tell you about one of them. The Safari Kid on South De Anza Boulevard is hosting an open house this Sunday, August 9th, between 10 and 2. This is in South De Anza Boulevard. Their address is 1081 South De Anza Boulevard, San Jose, California. During the open house, they're going to have activities like origami, Lego robotics, indoor games such as chess, ping pong, and carom. So this is a great opportunity if you live anywhere in the neighborhood to learn more about their programs, meet the instructors, and tour the facility. Once again, this is a new Safari Kid location on South De Anza Boulevard. They're having an open house this Sunday, that is tomorrow, between 10 and 2. To find out all the locations, go to SafariKidUSA.com and click on the contact button, and you should be taken to a place where you can check out if there is a Safari Kid near you. The best part of their preschool program and after-school program is the emphasis on fun while learning. Learning is never looked at as a chore. It's more just exciting the children enough that they learn on their own. So do check out SafariKidUSA.com. Don't forget to like us on our Facebook page, which is the Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. If you're a regular listener, then you have no excuse not to go and like our Safari Kid page. We want lots and lots of listeners and lots of likes so that we can continue on our show, right? Okay, one more piece of information about Safari Kid. Their Warm Springs location offers a customized part-time accelerated learning program for 2 to 5-year-olds. This starts in September, so enroll before August 15th, so you have one more week, and get half of the fourth month tuition. To get more information, call up Safari Kid Warm Springs at 510-573-1070. The Warm Springs location, of course, is in Fremont, where we have the show today. All right, so that's all our information. Our call-in number in the studio is 510-770-1550. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we actually have 3 questions for our listeners interspersed during the show so that you can also call in and try to win a prize. But, of course, the person that you want to listen to most is our contestants in the studio, and today we have 3 brand new contestants. So let's go and meet them. Our first contestant is Ayman. Welcome to the show, Ayman.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm 11 years old, and I go to 4th grade, going to 5th grade after summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
which school do you go to?
It's College Park Elementary.
Where is that?
That's near the San Mateo High School.
Oh, so this is in San Mateo?
I think so.
Okay, College Park. Is this one of the STEM schools?
It's a GATE program.
GATE program. Not school, STEM. Yes, GATE program. Awesome, that's wonderful. Have your friends come here before?
Yeah,
I've heard of kids from College Park Elementary. Awesome, welcome to the show. What have you been doing for fun this summer?
For fun? Well, most fun thing I think would be the summer camps that I've been doing.
Yeah, where have you been doing your summer camps?
Well, I've been doing them all over the place. I can't really remember. All I know is that has a lot to do with the computer.
Oh yeah, a lot of programming?
Yeah.
Was there a robotics camp in there thrown in?
I don't actually remember, but maybe.
Maybe. So a lot of coding. You like computers?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So this is a perfect thing to do. Did you also have some fun outdoors?
Some.
All right. Yeah. Ayman, welcome to the show. Ayman, I think, is a relatively new listener to the show because I've heard his name on our call-ins for a few weeks now. So I'm so glad he took the plunge and decided to come and participate on the show and be in the studio instead of on the other end of the phone line. And if you, listener, want to do that, just call us. Just send us an email at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's an email I'm going to be repeating several times during the show. I'll do it one more time now. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Just send us, shoot us an email, and in the subject line, say participation. And we'll get to you as soon as we can. Our next contestant is Anushree. Welcome to the show, Anushree. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Anushree, and I am 9 years old. And I live in Foster City and go to the school Burr Island.
All right. So what have you been doing this summer?
I have been going to some activities going on in the Foster City Public Library.
Oh, nice. Did you join the summer reading program? Did they have one? I don't know. Not all libraries do.
I'm not sure.
Not sure? So what have you been doing in the library?
Well, I've been doing aviation.
Ooh.
And
nice library. I want to be part of that library.
And there's also lots of science.
Lots of science. That's your area of interest? I look forward to Anushree being a scientist one day. Awesome job. Well done. And our next contestant, our last contestant for today is Navya. Did I get that right, Navya?
Yes.
Okay, so Navya, tell me a little bit about yourself. And you need to speak, look at me, I'm almost eating up the mic, right? So you need to do that too. Really close.
Hi, my name is Navya, and I used to live in Foster City, but I recently moved to Fremont.
Okay.
And I've been doing some activities in the Foster City Library.
Oh, you too?
Yes.
Oh, so did you move really recently?
Yeah, I moved on the 27th.
Oh, that is really recent. All right, so that's cool. What have you been doing in the library?
I've been doing the summer reading log.
Okay.
And I have been going on some activities.
Cool. What made you guys move to Fremont?
Well, we couldn't find a good house in Foster City.
And what's the school you'll be going to, do you know?
Forest Park Elementary.
Oh, that's a nice school and a lovely neighborhood. You'll make so many friends. I think you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so that was Ayman, Anushree and Navya, our three contestants for today. Ayman, I think, is going to fifth grade. What about you girls?
Yeah. I'm going to fifth grade too.
Fifth grade too. And you're really young. He's 11, you're 9. Yeah. Whoa, we have some super bright kids in the house today. Awesome. I think they're going to be tested today because we have some really interesting categories. Our first category is English words from foreign languages, and you'll be surprised how many there are. When I was doing the research for this category, there were so many words that I decided today that I would just focus on words that are coming from Indian languages. And someday in the future, we'll do more words from other languages. All right? So these are all English words that have come from other languages. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We'll do a quick recap of our rules so that our new contestants know that. We have three categories, 10 questions in each category. And each question, the first time the first person who buzzes in has to answer the question. They get 10 points if they're right, minus 5 if they're wrong. If they can't answer the question or they answer it wrong, the question passes to the next person. They have a choice to say pass or answer the question. If they get pass, they are not penalized. But if they answer the question, if it's right, they get 5 points. If it's wrong, they get minus 5. Clear so far, kids?
Yes.
Awesome. And at the end of each category, we have a special listener question. Call-in number for our studio is 510-770-1550. So you know if you're listening for the first time that this is a live show. Oh, I think we have a musical showcase as well today. Cool. We'll learn more about that once we've finished playing it. And that comes during our second break. So be patient. It's going to be along in a while. All right. So let's do a quick check of our buzzers in the studio today. Ayman, can I have your buzzer? Anushree and Navya. Awesome. So the best way to hold the buzzer is as I'm holding it in your palm with your thumb ready to press so that you really get a good speed going. All right. Our first category is English words from foreign languages. Our first word is, the meaning of the first word is a low house with a broad front porch having either no upper floor or upper room. So it's basically another word for house.
Bungalow?
Bungalow is right. Amazing. 10 points to Ayman. Good job. All right. Our second word is a word for an animal. It comes from the Sanskrit word for leopard. But it's not a leopard. But
cheetah.
Cheetah. That's right. Very good, Ayman. That was 10 points. Question number 3. This word is for a member of a class of criminals who engage in organized robbery and murder.
Dacoit?
Dacoit. Oh, he's got it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That was dacoit indeed. That's correct. Number 4. This is a word for, it comes from Sanskrit, an intellectual or spiritual guide or leader. An intellectual or spiritual guide or leader. Right now, we even use that word very commonly for anybody who is a sort of an expert in their subject. He is a computer what? Or he is, right? I know you know it, Michael. I'm trying to think if there's any other clue we can give. It's a word in Sanskrit, very common. Okay, let me give you another clue. These were the people that in olden days the princess used to go to get education. Okay.
Guru?
Did you just do a little check with Michael? 10 points to Anushree. Good job. Guru is right. See, that's another word. It's become an English word now. Can you believe it? Amazing. All right. Question number 5. This is a word from a language called Prakrit, which was the language spoken by the commoners in ancient India. And it's a word for a wild land overgrown with dense vegetation, especially tropical vegetation or a tropical rainforest. You find animals in the
jungle.
Jungle, yes, jungle. It's a Hindi word as well. Jungle, that's right. All right, question number 6. This is a word for a kind of cloth of dull yellow-brown used especially in making uniforms. It's a color and a cloth. It's a color as well. And it's usually used for making uniforms.
Khaki?
Khaki. Excellent. Did you know that it comes from the Urdu word for dust? Khak. Khak. Khaki. So, dusty colored is the meaning for khaki. Well done, Ayman. Question number 7. Four-letter word. This comes from Hindi. It means anything taken by dishonesty. Or even things like...
Thug.
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes. Actually, I'm going to open this question for buzzer because I'm going to give an additional clue. Anything taken by dishonesty, it even means like, you know, something that pirates might grab, plunder that pirates might grab, or any kind of treasure that's taken dishonestly.
Loot.
Loot. Excellent. 10 points to Anushree. Well done. Question number 8. Another word from Sanskrit. This means learned person. Learned person. Again, this word is sometimes used.
Pundit.
Pundit. Well done. You kids are just doing so well. That was Ayman. Well done again. Okay. Question number 9. This is a term for something you wear at night. And it comes from a Hindi and Persian...
Pajama?
Pajamas, yes. It's a Hindi and Persian word. Pai means leg, and jama means cloth, leg clothes, pajama. Yep, now of course it means anything you wear in the night, right? Okay, I think we did 9, and let's do our last question. I have more words. If you guys want me to keep going on, I could, potentially. But we'll do one. This word comes from a Hindu word for God, meaning Lord of the world, and it means unstoppable force. Unstoppable force. Okay?
God?
No, that would be minus 5 for Navya. Question passes to Ayman. Unstoppable force from a Hindu word for God, meaning Lord of the world.
Pass.
Okay, Anushree?
Pass.
It's juggernaut. You're a juggernaut. It comes from Jagannath, which means Lord of the world, juggernaut. In fact, I'll give you a little interesting history behind this. In Puri, you have a Jagannath temple. And they pull a chariot. I think it's a yearly function where they pull a chariot of the god all through the city with people pulling the chariot. And sometimes the chariot would move so fast that it's a big, heavy chariot with probably stone wheels a long time ago, right? And it moves so fast and nobody could stop it and people would get crushed under it. So that's where the word juggernaut comes from, because the chariot that you can't stop. So just remember that. Interestingly, Michael, I have to tell you one more little feature. There's another English word that I found when I was doing my research called jaconet. J-A-C-O-N-E-T, jaconet. And I believe this also has its origin in Jagannath. It's a cloth that was woven in Orissa. Isn't that amazing? All right, so that was our last question. You guys did amazing. This was a really difficult category, English words from foreign languages. Now it's time for our listener question. Very interesting word again. Let me give a call-in number first. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Kids in the studio, this question is not for you. All right? So don't answer. Don't blurt out the answer. Don't tell me the answer. This answer is for our listeners. This is a word for a drink that was originally made with five ingredients: alcohol, sugar, lemon, water, and tea or spices. Drink. It comes from the Hindi and Urdu word meaning five, because it was made with five ingredients. Now, of course, we talk about it as any mixed drink is called this, but it comes originally from the Hindi word meaning five, and it was made with five ingredients: alcohol, sugar, lemon, water, and tea or spices. All right, let's see, do we have a caller? Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it is called Panchamrit.
Well, who's this?
This is Reena.
Reena. Thank you, Reena.
R-I-N-A.
Reena, got it. Thank you, Reena. Hi, you're on the air. Remember, we're asking for an English word. You're on the air. Nope. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Vima.
Vima?
From Kenya. Yeah.
Okay.
Is the word punch?
What's your name again? Can you spell it for me?
Zima.
Z as in zebra?
Rima. R-E-E-M-A.
Oh, Rima now. We had a Rima and a Rima. All right, Rima, thank you. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is punch.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is punch.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas. I think the answer is punch.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is punch.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut and I think that the answer is punch.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil and the answer is punch.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris and the answer is Nikita.
I can't hear your name or your answer. Could you repeat that for me?
Hi, my name is Chris and the answer is Mojito.
Mojito. Thank you, Chris. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Shally and the answer is Bo.
And the answer is?
Bo.
Thank you, Shelly. Shelly was the last caller. We're going to take a break now. If you're still waiting to call in, just remember that we have two more questions at the end of our next two categories. So do keep tuning in. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing, as well as who is the winner of our first listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Ayman, Anushree and Navya in the studio. Before we went on break, we did a really tough category called English Words from Foreign Languages. This time we focused on Indian languages. And I have to give so much credit to Ayman and Anushree for doing this really well. Especially Anushree, since she studied for a completely different category, where she was going to guess words from, guess the origin of the words once the words were given. So I think that's amazing. Before we look at the scores, let's look at our first listener question. The listener question was, this drink was originally made with five ingredients, and it comes from the Hindi word for five. And indeed, the answer was punch. To all the people who gave the correct answer, from all the people who gave the correct answer, it was Navya's turn to pick a winner. Navya, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner is Yash.
Yash, all right. Yash, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention the day today, August 8th, 2015, and question number one. And I just got an email yesterday from someone who won last week. I'm really mad about that, because in this age of mobile phones, there is no excuse for not sending us an email right away. So I hope, Yash, you will send us an email right away to safariquizshow@gmail.com. com. All right, let's look at our scores in the studio. Ayman, how many points do you have?
65.
65. Anushree?
I have 20 points.
Into the mic.
20 points.
20 points. And Navya still has to open her account. Not to worry, because we have two more categories. So there's plenty of time to make up because we have 20 more questions. Our next category is all about Australia. Before we get started, let's quickly do a buzzer check. Make sure everybody's buzzers are working. Ayman? Anushree? Navya? Yes, buzzers are working. Are you guys ready? Michael is ready with the points. Here's our first question. What is the capital of Australia?
Canberra.
Canberra. That was Anushree. Navya just missed it by a hair. Remember, you can buzz in any time while I'm talking if you think you know the answer. Okay, question number two. What is the local term for the desert area that covers most...
Outback.
Outback. Excellent. Well done, Ayman. Question number three. Name two unique animals of Australia that begin with the letter K. Go for it.
Kangaroo and koala.
Well done, Navya. 10 points. Question number four. What is the name of the largest reef system in the world found in Australia?
The Great Barrier Reef.
Great Barrier Reef. You fixed it just in time. Well done, Ayman. Question number five. In which city is the famous opera house found?
Sydney.
That was Anushree. Well done. Question number six. What is a didgeridoo?
An ancient instrument used by the Aborigines.
Very good. And that would be my next question. What are the native people of Australia called?
Aborigines.
Yes. Well done, Aborigines. Okay, question number eight. This might stop you a little bit. How many oceans surround Australia?
Two.
That is incorrect. Question passes to Anushree. What about you, Navya?
Four.
No, that is not correct either. Minus five. The answer is three. So sad. It's the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, and the Southern Ocean. So three. All right. Question number nine. Oh my God, we're really zipping through this category. Question number nine. Which country's flag is the inspiration for the Australian flag?
The British flag.
Perfect. Absolutely. And you know why that is? No points, but you know why?
Because Queen Elizabeth rules Australia.
Well, yes, Australia is a member of the Commonwealth, and it's part of the Commonwealth of Nations. Yes,
I think because I can see the British flag is like in the corner of the Australian flag.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but the reason is that it's part of the Commonwealth of Nations, and the titular head of the Commonwealth is the Queen of England. All right, last question. What is a baby kangaroo called? That's okay. Question passes to... this minus five for Navya. Question passes to Ayman. It's okay. He has 5 seconds.
Pass. Joey.
Joey, 5 points to Anushree. Well done. All right, here's our listener question. Okay, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Here's our listener question. Category, all about Australia. In Australia, there are more kangaroos than people. True or false? I really like that listener question. No, nobody in the studio is answering that. Hi, you're on the air.
False. Who's... Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Reema once again.
Reema, yes, with an M as in Mary, right?
And
okay.
Yeah.
And your answer is?
The answer is true.
Thank you, Reema. So we have one false and one true already. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Jake, and the answer is false.
Jake. Thank you, Jake. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Jesse, and I think it's false.
Jesse. Thank you, Jesse. Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishwit, and I think that the answer is false.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Pooja. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arush, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Arush. Arush was the last caller for this question. This time, our break is going to be our musical showcase. All right, let's first play it, and then we'll tell you more about it. Let's give a big round of applause. The singer was no other than Ayman, who's in the studio with us today. Woohoo! Well done, Ayman. Tell us a little bit about the song and how you started learning it.
Well, I learned the song because there's this puja that we have. It's called the Sharashruti Puja. And what we do is there's a bunch of performances.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom decided that I should sing this song.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, my mom's been bugging me to do it, and then I've been keep on doing it. And then it's been a long time, but since I did it so rigorously back then, I just needed a little practice, and boom, there.
You got, there it was. And who taught you the song?
My mom and the computer.
Oh, and the computer. And is this Rabindra Sangeet?
Yeah.
Yes, Rabindranath Tagore was a very famous, famous Bengali writer, poet, and composer. Yeah, he's known for a lot of beautiful songs. So thank you so much for that. All of you listening at home, if you have a musical piece to share, please do send it to us to safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, that was our break. So now we're going to look at our listener question that we did just before we listened to that beautiful song. By the way, what is the name of the song, Eamon?
The name of the song is Anondo Loke.
What does it mean? In this beautiful world, isn't it?
Yeah.
In this...
What I thought
happy,
it
happy
meant
time.
Is like nice people.
Oh, is that right?
No, I don't know, actually.
Anando is happy and Loke is what? World?
Person? People.
World? Yeah, is that right?
Loke people.
Oh, okay. Could be. Happy. I don't know Bengali enough to know that. All right, so our question was, it was in the category All About Australia, and the question was, in Australia there are more kangaroos than people. True or false? And the answer is true. Yes, there are more kangaroos than people. Remember, Australia, is large parts of Australia are actually uninhabited by people. You have the outback, which is a wilderness. So you do have more kangaroos than people. In fact, in Australia, kangaroo meat is sold as a very healthy meat alternative, yucky as it may sound. But it is. It's considered a lean meat. There you go. And from all the correct answers, it was Anushree's turn to pick a winner. Anushree, who's the winner of our second listener question?
Pooja.
Yes, our loyal listener Pooja. You know what to do? Question number 2, August 8, 2015, has to be on the subject line of your email, and question and answer and your information in the body of the email. All right, are you guys ready for... Oh, we have to look at the points. Everybody did really well in this category. Ayman, how many points do you have?
90.
90 points. Anushree?
45.
And now we opened her account.
20
points. Good job. Well done, everybody. Now it's time for our last category of the day, which is fourth grade math. Since all of these kids have finished fourth grade and they're having a good time in the summer, let's see how much of the math they remember. So everybody has a paper and pencil. And before we get started, let's do a quick buzzer check. Ayman, Anushree, and Navya. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's start with something super easy. A simple subtraction problem. What is 2.63 minus 1.85? I think we did leave enough time for all the calculation. Buzz when you get the answer. Kids at home, do it too. It's never too late or too old or too young to try out this answer. Ayman.
0.78.
That is correct. 10 points. Ayman got it first. 10 points to Ayman. I think it helped by doing a lot of calculation over the summer in computer science. All right. Question number 2. The surface area of a cube is 54 inches. What is the length of its side? The surface area of a cube is 54 inches. What is the length of its side? Let me give you some additional clues because it's been a while since you were in math class. The surface area of a cube is, a cube has six sides. So the surface area of a cube is six times the surface area of one side. And now that you know that, you should be able to give me the length of one side. Remember, 54 inches, six sides. Each side is how much? And therefore, each... Tell me.
9.
Is it 9? Let's see. That is incorrect, I would say. 54 inches is the surface area. Each side area is 9. You're right. But what is the length of the side? Each side of this thing. So that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Navya. Each side. So remember, the total surface area is 54 inches. The each side, there are six sides to the cube. So how much, first you find out how much the surface area of one side is. And once you figure out what the surface area of one side is, you find out what the length of each side is, because you know the calculation for area, which is length times width. In the cube, it is both length and width are the same because it's a cube. So, Navya, do you have an answer for me?
Pass.
Okay, Ayman?
Pass.
Nobody could get this one? Math practice! Anushi, do you have a guess?
Maybe
324. Yeah, how did it get bigger?
Oh, no, right.
Remember, the total surface area is... Okay, here's the calculation. The total surface area of the cube is 54 inches. Therefore, the surface area of each side is 54 divided by 6. Because there are 6 sides. Which leads to 9. Ah, too late.
Oh.
9 is the surface area of each cube, of each side of the cube. And therefore, the area is length times width. Therefore, the length or width is 3. 3 is the answer. Okay, this is an easy one. Next one, easy one. Relax. The diameter of a circle is 3.5 inches. What is the radius? What is the radius? The diameter of a circle is 3.5 inches. What is the radius? If nobody can get it, I will give you an additional clue. Yes.
1.25?
1.25 is incorrect. Question passes to Anushree. The diameter of a circle is 3.5 inches. What is the radius?
Pass.
Navya?
Pass.
Pass. The radius of a circle is half the diameter, which is 3.5 divided by 2, which is 1.75.
Oh, I did the division.
Oh, then I was right.
You were right. Don't be afraid to guess. Everybody gets a prize at the end of the show. You should guess. Moral of the story, guess. Or at least be confident about what you've done so far. All right, question number 4. Word problem. Ooh, we're running out of time. This is a math. We cannot run out of time. We will simply take more time. Anika's mother made 75 cookies. She put 3 in each bag. How many bags did she fill?
25.
Very good. 10 points to Ayman. Phew. 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 Question number 5. Rob could run 7 miles in 1 hour. At that rate, how far could Rob run in 1 day? Rob could run 7 miles in 1 hour. At that rate, how far could Rob run in 1 day? This requires you to know how many hours there are in a day.
168.
Yes. Do it faster. Just press your buzzer. Remember, you have 5 seconds after the buzzer
to
finish calculations.
5 seconds.
Well, if you're in the middle of it, you can. Question number 6. Pooja bought 4 pizzas with 8 slices each. She and her friends ate 21 slices of the pizza. How many slices were left? 11. Good job. I'm just faster today in math. All right, question number 7. Vicky gave away 4/5 of her Beanie Baby collection. What percentage of her collection did she give away?
80%.
Good job, Ayman. Good mental math. Question number 8. Vicky gave away 4/5 of her Beanie Baby collection. She had 20 beanies. How many did she give away?
16.
Whoa, that was fast. Question number 9. A driving class begins at 9:15 a.m. It lasts for 4 hours and 30 minutes. At what time will the class end? Yes, a driving class begins at 9:15. It lasts for a.m. It lasts for 4 hours and 30 minutes.
1:28.
That is not correct, -5. It lasts for 4 hours and 30 minutes. I think you heard 13. Did you hear 13? Okay, actually, go ahead, Anushree.
1:45.
So actually, I'm going to divide this between 5 points to Anushree and 5 points to Ayman, because he just misheard. At 13 minutes, that would have been correct. All right. And last question for today. Sabina met with 120 fourth graders.
Yeah.
If Sabina met with 120 fourth graders.
Whoa.
If 3/4 of those students were girls, how many boys were there at the meeting? Whoops, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
30.
Yeah. Hang on, it was... Go ahead. Okay. Question passes to Ayman.
30
is right. Actually, my buzzer was not switched off and Ayman did buzz in first. So I'm going to give him those 10 points and not penalize Navya for that. All right, so that was all our fourth grade math questions. Did you guys enjoy this category or was it like very stressful? I need to know for future quiz shows.
Hi. My brain exploded.
Your brain exploded. All right. Okay, so we're going to do our listener question now. It's a riddle. It's not a math question. You can relax and you can give me any answer that logically makes sense. That's true of all riddles. There is a certain answer that's classically given. But if you have another answer, you can give me that. Here's our riddle, and we have to do it this quickly. This is for our listeners. We're done with our contestants in the studio. Listeners, 510-770-1550. Here's our riddle. What goes up and never comes down? What goes up and never comes down? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Oof, too much feedback. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas. I think the answer is your A.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air. All right, so again, what goes up and never comes down? Remember, you can give me a regular answer or you can give me anything that creatively makes sense. We don't have a lot of time, so if you have thinking, better do it quickly. Otherwise, we are going to go with Tejas. Let's give it another 30 seconds, Michael, and then we're going to take our break. What goes up and never comes down? I'm surprised nobody else is calling in. Is it? Is the phone line working? You kids have creative answers?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me.
Rocket?
Rockets. Rockets come down. When they burn out of fuel. Oh, but if they're going to the moon, they don't come down to Earth. They go down on the moon. Yeah, that could be an answer, definitely. A balloon. Balloons come down too. We don't see them when they do, but...
No, they go up into the outer space and then because of the air pressure, they blow up and then they float away.
They float away, but where? Float away? Do you think that given how many balloons we have let loose, do you think outer space is just crowded with burst balloons? No, they come down.
They come down.
They would
come down.
Yeah, they do. I'm not sure whether we're having some kind of a phone issue, but I think it's time for us to take our break. We're going to take our last and final break. When we come back, we'll see. Well, we had only one caller, so we know who the winner of our last listener question was, and we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Oh, my ears, I think, lost a little bit of hearing after that. But I love that enthusiasm. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya. Okay, so we have a little bit of a dilemma because when we went on break, we checked the phone lines and they are not working. So many, many apologies to everybody who tried to call in. We just had one call in from Tejas before the phone lines got disconnected. To be very fair, I think, you know, I really don't know what the fair thing here is. One is that people couldn't call in, and the other is that I did promise Tejas that I would. He was the winner of the last question because we went just before we went on break. He was the only person who could get through. So we're going to go ahead with that. Tejas is the winner of our last listener question. I'm sorry, Eamon, you didn't get to choose a winner. But to everybody who's listening in, first of all, apologies. And second of all, if you want to avoid this kind of situation in future, just participate on the show. All the kids who are here today, regardless of how they did, won prizes. And the prizes are much bigger than the ones that you get for being a listener on the show. So this is your incentive to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, say participation, and Miss Anu will connect you with other kids of your same grade, or you can come and play with friends. So that is another great way of you to come here and have fun. Playing with us in the studio. To all our kids, for some of you are beginning school. No, there's still a couple of weeks left for school. Enjoy the last few days of summer. And let's see how the kids in the studio are doing right now. Ayman?
160.
So no doubt about that. Let's give him a big round of applause. Ayman is today's winner. Anushree, how many points do you have?
55.
Good job. And Navya had 20. And so Ayman is a big winner today, but the girls did really well. This was not an easy quiz by any chance. I'm sure those of you playing at home had much more of a struggle with it than the kids in the studio. Congratulations to all of them. And that's a wraps up our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja.
Sabakiye Ja.
Oh, I actually had to take the mic off for that. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. दर्द में भी ये लब मुस्कुरा जाते हैं बीते लम्हे हमें जब भी याद आते हैं
बीते को याद आते हैं दिल से सारे गमों को भुला जाते हैं दर्द में भी ये लब मुस्कुरा जाते हैं बीते लम्हे हमें जब भी याद आते हैं दर्द में भी ये लब मुस्कुरा जाते हैं बीते लम्हे हमें जब भी याद